Text your rates on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Text your rates. Grain production is up, comrade. It's called putting lipstick on the pig. Now, the texture rate, this is interesting. I actually did the math on this. Went, nah, this can't. It is true. Texture rates, even 10,000 jobs a month works out to only 7 jobs created per day per state. Yeah, that was 10,000 jobs over about 4 months. An absolute unmitigated jobs apocalypse. And it happened under Joe Biden in 2022. And they doctored the numbers, created 1.1 million jobs on paper, had the Labor Bureau report it. And then just once the election was over in November, December comes around, they send the folks at the Philadelphia Fed to admit, did we say 1.12 million jobs created? Did we take credit for that on the campaign trail? Yeah, turns out we kind of messed up a couple of zeros. It was actually 10,500 jobs. Not 1.12 million? No. Now, again, as this texter said, that would be a jobs apocalypse if it was 10,500 jobs created per month. It wasn't. It was how many were created between March and June. Can you imagine what the media would have reported had this been Trump? If you want to read about it, the headline, and almost nobody covered it. Tucker Carlson at the time went ballistic over this. Just lost it. The headline in New York Post article, my point here being they've done this before. They faked a million jobs. The only economic stat they had going for them, remember, is the jobs. There are no other good economic stats. They're still literally on the stage, the DNC taking credit for it yesterday. And it's not real. It's not real. As we're finding out from all these big hedge funds from Goldman Sachs, they're going to have to downward revise by up to a million jobs. But, folks, that's like a 34% of the jobs. Weren't even real. And a legitimate question this morning, if the number comes in as high as they're saying it's going to be, they've done it again. They just created another million fake jobs. Folks, that would be a total of 2 million fake jobs reported to the American people. We are being gaslit on an astronomical level. Anyway, the headline on the article, Biden administration overstated Q2 job growth by 1 million. It's from 2022. It's in New York Post. So this is the second time they've done this. And I love the financial media. They're so fake. Acting so shocked. Even claiming, oh, this is the worst revision in 15 years. No, it wasn't. 2022 was worse. Why don't y'all use the thing? Use the search engine. Go to DuckDuckGo. By the way, I've been doing that lately. It actually is kind of fascinating. My boss got me addicted to it. He does it. He goes in like on Google and you can't find anything about what's going on. It's as if what you're wanting to look up is not there. And then you go to DuckDuckGo and bam, it pops up. You can see the censorship in real time. It's really wild. Anyway, very interesting. Okay, so Democrats doing what Democrats do. Didn't take them too long, these Democrats in the street, to find the synagogues, find, Jewish locations and begin protesting. They don't like Jews. Yesterday, they trotted out Chuck Schumer, who's Jewish, he's their majority leader in the Senate, to bash Donald Trump as an anti-Semite, which is completely bizarre given that his favorite daughter is Jewish, so is her husband. She converted when she married him, and Trump bought him into the inner circle when he ran the country. I mean, the idea that Trump is anti-Semitic is quite frankly bizarre. Nobody has done more than Israel in the modern era, more for Israel in the modern era than Donald Trump. Fascinating new stats by the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement. They took a look at their weekly global anti-Semitism report that they publish, analyzed 113 incidents that targeted Jewish victims worldwide and found, guess what? 57.5% were done by far leftists, 22% were done by Islamists, 11.5% unknown, 8.9% were done by far-right extremists. Told you. These are Democrats in the street chanting anti-Semitic slurs, breaking down barriers, burning flags. This is who they are. They have developed a sudden obsession with Jewish people. Or maybe they've always had it. They just came out of the closet. So that the far left DNC protesters unfortunately have located the Israeli consulate there in Chicago. Should see the videos. Chanting, F this country, burn it down, and a host of anti-Semitic slurs that I cannot repeat here. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. While Joe Biden says we should listen to them, they might have a point. All of that, while the Israelis just recovered six of their hostages from October 7th, they're dead. They found their bodies. How'd they get dead? Hamas killed them. Hamas killed them. And it's not enough. I don't even understand what these protesters want. What, you want to bless the genocide? They came from Gaza on hang gliders and they assassinated entire families in their kibbutzes for being Jewish. They didn't attack the Israeli military. They didn't attack Israeli military installations. They attacked parents and children, in some cases burning them alive. They paraded naked Jewish women's bodies through the streets and spat on them while expecting to have absolutely no reaction of any kind from the Israelis. And folks, this is one of the few conflicts where there's no gray. It's only black and white. It's an absolute genocidal atrocity. What Hamas did, there is nothing else there to explain. Hamas attacked from Gaza. What is Gaza? Gaza is the land that Israel gave to Hamas, handed over in its entirety and stopped ruling it as a gift. Huge mistake, it turns out. Massive mistake. They could have been prosperous. They could have run the businesses that were handed over to them. No. No, they elected a terror group and planned a genocidal anti-Jewish attack. It's literally that simple. Israel had no power over Gaza of any kind because they gave it away. It's that simple. And here, take a listen. This isn't me. This is Hillary Clinton explaining.
Remember, Israel left Gaza. They took out all the Israelis. They turned the keys over to the Palestinian people. And what happened? Hamas took over Gaza. So instead of having a thriving economy with the kind of opportunities that the children of the Palestinians deserve, we have a terrorist haven that is getting more and more rockets shipped in from Iran and elsewhere.
That simple. They want to be able to do genocide and have it celebrated. And they want the Democrats to work with the terror group and celebrate it with them. That's what they're protesting for. I've never seen anything like this in my life.